WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing this impossible idea of perfection? Like life would be amazing if only your Instagram feed was flawless, your work was impeccable, or, heck, even your morning toast landed butter side up every time. I get it. We're bombarded with images and messages telling us to strive for this unattainable ideal. But here's the thing. Perfection is a myth. It's a mirage in the desert of life, constantly shifting just out of reach. And chasing after it can leave you feeling exhausted, frustrated, and honestly, kinda lost. On today's episode of The Stoic Life, we're diving headfirst into something truly powerful. Embracing imperfection and letting go. It's about accepting that mistakes are part of the human experience, that setbacks are opportunities for growth, and that true beauty lies in our authenticity, not some fabricated idea of perfection. So, buckle up, because we're about to unpack 5 key takeaways that will help you ditch the pressure to be perfect and start living a more authentic, fulfilling life. First up, recognize that striving for perfection is a recipe for disappointment. It sets us up for failure before we even begin. You know that feeling when you put immense pressure on yourself to nail something, a presentation, a date, even just making dinner? The higher the stakes, the more likely you are to crumble under the weight of expectations. Second, perfectionism is often rooted in fear. Fear of judgment, fear of failure, fear of not being good enough. But here's the thing. By striving for perfection, we're actually reinforcing those fears. We're telling ourselves that our worth is tied to external validation and achieving some arbitrary standard. Remember, your value isn't determined by how flawless you appear. Third, embracing imperfection allows for creativity and growth. When we let go of the need to be perfect, we open ourselves up to new possibilities, taking risks, and learning from our mistakes. Think about it, some of the most innovative ideas come from stumbling blocks and unexpected detours. Fourth, imperfection is what makes us human. It's what gives us character, depth, and relatability. We connect with others on a deeper level when we acknowledge our vulnerabilities and imperfections. Think about your favorite fictional characters. They are often more compelling because they have flaws and make mistakes. Remember that famous line from Star Wars? I find your lack of faith disturbing. Yet no. Finally, accepting imperfection is a journey, not a destination. It's a continuous process of self-awareness, practice, and letting go. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and remember that every step you take towards embracing imperfection is a step towards living a more authentic and fulfilling life. Think about a time when you put immense pressure on yourself to be perfect, maybe a big presentation at work, a first date, or even just trying out for the school play. What happened? Did you deliver a flawless performance, or did things not go exactly as planned? You know, it's like that old saying. If you want something done right, do it yourself. Sometimes, though, we forget that doing things ourselves doesn't always mean perfection. We get so caught up in the need for things to be just right that we lose sight of the joy in the process itself. Remember those childhood art projects? You know, the ones where you didn't care about making a masterpiece, just about having fun with colors and textures. There was a certain freedom in that, a willingness to embrace imperfection and let creativity flow. So, let's recap. Embracing imperfection means letting go of the need for perfectionism, recognizing that mistakes are opportunities for growth, understanding that our value isn't tied to external validation, and accepting that being human means making mistakes and embracing those experiences. It's about finding joy in the process, not just the outcome. Remember, you don't have to be perfect to be amazing. This is Logan Cruz signing off for today. Take a moment to reflect on what resonates with you most from this episode. And remember, share your thoughts, join the conversation on social media, or leave us a review. We love hearing from you. Until next time, keep striving for progress, not perfection, and rock that beautiful imperfection of yours.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.